This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd, yaqulullahu tabarak wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked, O Nabi of Allah, إِمْرَأَةٌ تَصُومُ النَّهَارَ وَتَقُومُ اللَّيْلَ وَتُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. O Nabi of Allah, we have in our community a lady who fasts very regularly. She stands up at night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, at the same time, O Prophet of Allah, she is very abusive with her tongue. What is the situation, O Nabi of Allah? The Prophet of Allah responded, La khayra fiha hiya fin nar. There's no good in such a woman. There's no good in such a person. She is going to Jahannam. A woman who's fasting regularly. A woman who's worshipping Allah by the night. By the same token, she is abusive with her tongue towards others. The Prophet of Allah said, La khayra fiha hiya fin nar. She is going to Jahannam. She'll be entered into the fire of Jahannam for a short period to be cleansed of all this evil and then enter into Jannah. The same time they asked the Prophet of Allah, Imra'atun tusalli al-maktuba wa tasaddaqu. O Nabi of Allah, we have a lady also who performs her 5 daily salah and she gives out sadaqah every now and then. What is the situation with regards to her? وَلَا تُؤْذِي جِيرَانَهَا بِلِسَانِهَا. She does not abuse anybody with her tongue. She does not hurt anybody. The Prophet of Allah said, هِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. She is going Jannah. Two situations in front of us. And so today I want to speak about the importance of good character in our life. What is the meaning of akhlaq? You've heard this many times. Akhlaq, akhlaq. What does it mean? In simple terms, akhlaq is a combination of good qualities. It's like a fruit salad. A fruit salad brings together the best of all the fruits. You can taste an apple, you can taste the banana in there, you can taste the guava, you can taste the all other combinations there. That's the beauty of the fruit salad. Likewise, akhlaq is a combination of good qualities. Tolerance, forbearance, forgiveness, overlooking the shortfalls of people, being patient. Akhlaq in your speech, akhlaq in your action. All this is known as akhlaq, a combination of good qualities. And I want to emphasize here, when it comes to ibadah, when it comes to worship, people naturally attach importance to it. We understand the importance of salah. We understand the importance of discharging our zakah. Likewise, we understand the importance of fulfilling our right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of hajj. We understand the obligation of fasting. We understand it. People give its due importance. But when it comes to akhlaq, people have a different mindset. People do not see akhlaq as important as the other pillars of Islam. And so, a person will excel in terms of his ibadah when it comes to salah, etc., hajj, and all other ibadah. But when it comes to his akhlaq, zero. When it comes to his other ibadah, alhamdulillah, he's there on top. And we need to avoid the extremes. The middle path is the path of sunnah. And if you study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on one side you'll see him crying at night to the extent that his feet would swell up. On one side you'd see him fighting in the battlefield. On one side you'll see him reading salah for long hours in the night. And on the other side you would see his akhlaq, Allahu Akbar. His mannerism towards people, the rich in the community, the poor in the community, the elderly in the community, the young ones in the community, his akhlaq towards his own wife, Allahu Akbar, unmatched. So he was unmatched in his ibadah in terms of salah, dhikr and all other ibadah that is to be found, and unmatched in terms of his akhlaq also. And we as human beings, we need to continue to improve on our morals. We need to continue to improve our mannerisms and our way. For akhlaq is equally as important as the other ibadat. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَثْقَلَ شَيْءٍ يُوضَعُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ خُلُقٌ حَسَنٌ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the weightiest thing that will be brought on the day of Qiyamah in your scales of record will be akhlaq. إِنَّ أَثْقَلَ شَيْءٍ, the weightiest of actions that will be brought on the day of Qiyamah will be your good character towards human beings. Allahu Akbar. Your akhlaq. How much of importance Allah has attached to this. He addresses his prophet in the Quran saying, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have given you the highest of akhlaq. We don't only follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in terms of our ibadah, we also follow him in terms of our character. The way we deal with one another is appalling, is heartbreaking. The way we address each other, the titles that we take and the derogatory terms that we use for one another is heartbreaking. You see, father and son cannot address each other with respect. Husband and wife cannot speak to each other with respect. You have your difference of opinion, it's on its place. Nobody is saying you must agree with everything in life. But that does not mean you drop your guard. That does not mean you vilify the person in front of you. That does not mean you bring down his honor in front of anyone. It does not mean that you abuse the next person in terms of your tongue. Allah calls towards justice in this regard. And look at the Quran and its teaching. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah is showing importance to akhlaq in the Quran. And what is Allah saying? When somebody is speaking to you, when somebody is conversing with you, do not give him the cheek. Do not give him the cheek. Don't look away when somebody is talking to you. Make eye contact. Not somebody is talking to you and you're like, Yeah. Allah is saying, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. 1400 years ago, Allah is teaching us mannerism and akhlaq. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't bounce when you are walking. Don't walk with haughtiness. Don't have pride in you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not like people who have pride in them. وَقْصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ. When you walk in, walk with humility. You walk upright, but you don't bounce. وَغْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. And when you are speaking to people, speak to them in a kind manner. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak nicely to people. Allah addresses Musa alayhi salam in the Quran. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah is telling Musa alayhi salam to speak to Fir'aun in a nice, palatable manner. Allah is addressing a Nabi to speak kindly to an enemy. Not an ordinary enemy. an enemy who butchered thousands and thousands of Bani Israel mercilessly. A man who claimed to be Allah himself. But Musa alayhi salam is told, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Speak nicely to him, O Musa. Allahu Akbar. Allah is telling the Nabi to speak to an enemy like that. We can't address believers. We can't even address each other with so much of respect. Allahu Akbar. Where's the akhlaq one of people? أين ذهبت المروة؟ Where is مكارم الأخلاق؟ We forget how the Prophet of Allah addressed people who were not so cordial to him. We forget how the Prophet of Allah conducted himself when people were rude to him. And the true test of akhlaq is at a time when a man is not cordial to you. It's easy to reciprocate with kindness when somebody is nice to you. If somebody is nice to me, it's easy to be nice to him because we're equal. But a test of akhlaq is when a person is vilifying you. When a person is trying to bring you down, it is at that time you show him akhlaq. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah is standing in Makkah as the conqueror of Makkah. And he asked the people, Ya Ahla Makkah, O people of Makkah, tell me, مَا تَرَوْنَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I'm going to do with you today? He is a leader who has full right today to extract revenge. He has full right to bring people to the book. What does he do to them? Despite having the power, he says, اِذْهَبُوا أَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَى. Go, I have freed you. I have forgiven you for the sake of Allah. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says, those who suppress the anger, those who swallow the anger, and those who forgive people, Allah says, I love them. I love them. So if you want to get close to Allah, work on your character, work on your akhlaq, work on your morals. How you treat people around you is very important. Keep the dignity of a human being in front of you, Muslim or non-Muslim alike. The fact is that he's a human being. Give him the respect that he deserves. Allahu Akbar. We need to show the world the beauty of Islam through our akhlaq. We need to work on our morals. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best gift a father can give to his son is good character. Good akhlaq. That's the best gift a father can give to his son. For the world will be a better place to live in. People recognize the rights of each other and people show the due respect. That's where we are falling short, in our akhlaq. You've got so many opportunities every day at your doorstep, in your businesses, at home, at your madrasa, wherever you are. So many opportunities presenting itself for you to display your good character. Let us utilize those opportunities to come closer to Allah. Worship Allah through your akhlaq, just as you worship Him through the Quran, just as you worship Him through salah, just as you worship Him through zakah and hajj. Show the importance towards akhlaq. Work on your morals. Introspect in your life. And I also need to introspect in my own life. Where can I improve? Where can I become a better person? For this will help me on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, inna aqrabakum minni majlisan yawman qiyamah. The closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those people who are excellent in their akhlaq. Allahu Akbar. Do you not want to be in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Do you not want to share the same podium as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Through your akhlaq, you can get into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best among you are those people who are best in character. And the Prophet of Allah says, وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. And the best in people are those people who are kind, towards their wives, towards the women folk. And the reason why this has been signaled out in the hadith is people are, generally people will be nice towards others outside of the house. You know, you'll talk nicely, you'll address them with a title. You come in a house, the same man, you'll be shocked the way he speaks to his wife. The way he addresses his wife is appalling. And so we need to follow the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For Allah has made him the pinnacle of akhlaq. He is at the highest level possible in every good quality. For Allah has sent him to reform the ways of people. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ The Prophet of Allah said, Allah has sent me to perfect akhlaq and to take it to its highest level. When we're talking about sabr, it is found of the highest level in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we're talking about forgiveness, it's found to its highest level in the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any good quality that is found in the world, there can be no one better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Quran has declared this, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to reform the ways of people. Brothers, let us do some soul searching. Let us introspect in our ways and the way we are speaking to people, our mannerism. Let's try to bring it in line with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as that lady which I quoted earlier on, who was, despite performing salah and despite fasting during the day, because of her akhlaq, she ended up in Jahannam. We don't want to find ourselves in that position. Let us inshallah make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reform our ways. The Prophet of Allah would make dua for good character. Study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us work on our children also, how they address other people, people who are elder than them, the domestics that are working in our house. Let's address them with respect. Let's teach our children to address them by proper titles. Respect people for their human beings. Religion is afterwards. Just the mere fact that they are human beings, let us inshallah treat them well and be kind towards them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ